All right, I'm coming to you from my bathroom. I just took a shower, and that's the reason why I wanted to do this post, talk about my heart transplant, but also talk about showers. I know it seems like super, super simple, something that everybody does every day, but for 5 years, they implanted a pump in my heart. So they did this once before, the sternotomy, put a pump in my heart, and I had to walk around with a battery pack and a power cord coming out of my, let's see, you can kind of see it here, I had a power cord coming out of my stomach, my abdominal wall. Sorry for the shakiness, the medication I'm on gives me a little bit of tremors. I guess I'm finally feeling the effects. So anyway, showers. So I'm not here showing off my dad bod. This is, you know, nothing anybody wants to see, I'm sure. But there's where they had the ICD that was like a defibrillator and also a pacemaker. Here's my sternotomy. Give you a little close up. The sternotomy. These down here are just drain holes. They just had drain tubes, and then they just pop them out. So I get a nice little line of drain tubes, plus the sternotomy, plus the other scar. So, yeah, sorry, showers. For 5 years, I wasn't able to shower at all. I mean, I could shower, it just was a production. I had to tape everything up. I had to put all my equipment in a bag that was waterproof. And it took forever. I couldn't just jump in the shower. So now it's been about 8 or 9 days I've been home from the hospital after my heart transplant. And I can just jump in the shower like it's the most amazing thing. I'm just saying, don't forget the little things in life. Don't forget the little things that make our life special, because taking a shower may not seem that important to you or seem like a big deal, but I'm telling you, until you can't jump in the water or go in a swimming pool or go in a hot tub or just get in the shower, just like, you know, a decision, hop in, turn the water on, and there's a whole production. I'm telling you, it's fucking amazing. Excuse my language.